The Dow closed up nearly 200 points today at 9,194, or more than 2%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also both gained more than 2%. Well, now the bad news. It's official. The United States economy is shrinking. Third quarter Commerce Department statistics show GDP decreased 0.3%, taking us one step closer to an official recession. Also today, New York-based Amex, American Express, said it will cut 7,000 workers, or 10% of its workforce. Mayor Michael Bloomberg had this to say.
It's an exceptionally well-run company and financially sound. Their problem is fewer people are using credit cards to buy things because fewer people are buying things, or people are buying fewer things.
And credit cards are responding. They're cutting back their credit card offers, scaling back their credit lines, sometimes right out from under consumers who've been solid citizens when it comes to paying their bills. Wall Street Journal's Robin Seidel has been reporting on this. She joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi there.
So tell us the story about John and Monica Bell from suburban Philadelphia. What happened with their Amex account?
Well, they have a number of Amex accounts, and they recently received a letter from American Express saying that American Express was putting a credit limit on one of their previously credit limit-free cards. And the reason that was given, among the several factors, was the fact that they had a mortgage at Countrywide and shopped at some stores where some other people who were Amex customers had trouble paying their Amex bills.
So
it was kind of guilt by association.
So how did Amex decide to reduce their monthly spending limit? How did they determine all of these things? It sounds like they've got some sophisticated tools at their disposal.
Well, all the credit card companies really do, and that's one of the big changes from the last economic downturn. Their analysis has become incredibly sophisticated. They know what you buy, where you buy it, when you buy it, and they look at a whole bunch of factors in determining whether you are creditworthy or not.
This is taking place in a broader economic situation where people are being laid off, people are losing their homes. Do credit card companies like Amex have access to this information? Could this influence their decision to maybe reduce a person's credit card limit right at a time when many people need it the most?
That's exactly what they're doing. They're making a bunch of judgments based on such a wide number of factors. A lot of credit card companies are looking at where you live and what you do for a living. And if you are in an occupation that is in an area that's experiencing trouble, if you're, for example, a realtor in California or in a construction business in Nevada, chances are your credit limits are going to get hit.
Could the Bells appeal Amex's decision?
Appeal. And, you know, Amex is really well known for its customer service. And, you know, they say that these kinds of issues are only just one factor that they can consider. But the thing is, people with good credit can still usually get credit cards. And so what a number of people have told me of customers who have had their credit limits cut are just going elsewhere and finding other places to get cards.
Hmm. So the same thing is happening to a lot of other people?
Yeah, I mean, it's happening all over because the credit card companies are experiencing higher delinquencies and uncollectible bills than they have in years. And so they are trying to protect themselves by cutting credit to people that they consider are risky now or could be risky in the future.
Well, isn't that actually a good thing for Amex or MasterCard to take such kind of a proactive response?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, they need to protect themselves, but you also have to be careful not to upset your loyal customers because credit is still available for people who are creditworthy. And whenever I've written an article about things like this, I get lots of emails from readers, and they tell me that they're cutting their cards up when they hear something they don't like and going elsewhere.
Let's turn to the big news of the day. Amex is cutting 10% of its workforce. I gather the cuts will be across the board. What exactly are they trying to do?
Well, they're trying to cut their costs, and this had been widely expected by Amex. They've talked about it in the past few months that this was coming. They're going to be saving about $1.8 billion, and they need to because their profitability has decreased, their stock price has decreased, and the delinquencies on their cards are going up.
Tell me about their share prices. What's been happening there?
Well, it's down significantly this year. They had long been considered one of the industry's darlings. They had fabulous growth and both profitability as well as in their customer base, and things have turned around a bit.
So Mayor Bloomberg, in saying that it's a well-run company, but just stuck in the current trouble of people not buying as much as they used to, is that a correct assessment?
People are still very bullish on Amex in the future. They say they've got a good business model. Their problem is that they expanded into expanding their credit card offerings.
And Robin
Seidel,
we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks very much.